Television critic David Bianculli has a review of the British miniseries The Life and Loves of a She-Devil. It's based on a novel by Faye Weldon. David says She-Devil is one of the top 10 miniseries of the decade.
Last week, I didn't review The Life and Loves of a She-Devil. It sounded too strange, and it's stranger than it sounds. It's shown Saturday nights on Arts and Entertainment, a cable network that a lot of people don't get. And it's just so bizarre a program that a positive review might make me look like a tasteless jerk, or maybe even a pervert. But now I can't stop myself. This week, A&E will present part two of the four-part Life and Loves of a She-Devil miniseries, and I urge you to find a way to see it. If not, you'll never know what you're missing. And what I love most about She-Devil is that if you do see it, half the time you won't believe what you're seeing. She-Devil stars Julie T. Wallace in her first major TV role. She plays a housewife named Ruth, who's dumped by her husband Bobbo for a rich romance novelist named Mary. Mary, played by Patricia Hodge, is a stunning woman. Ruth isn't. She's tall and overweight, plain and frumpy. She looks like one of those women who model Russian swimwear in the Wendy's commercials. At first, Ruth tries to cope with Bobbo's infidelities, but finally cracks while his parents are visiting and spills his secret. The parents fight and leave. Ruth runs into the bedroom and locks the door, and Bobbo screams at her from the hallway.
I now see you for what you really are. You're a bad mother, worse wife, and a dreadful cook. Terrible woman. In fact, I don't think you're a woman at all. Some sort of demon, a devil, a she-devil.
Rather than be insulted, though, Ruth takes his criticism to heart.
I will change myself. I thought I was a good wife. But he says I am a she-devil. So be it. Peel away the wife. The mother.
The rest of the miniseries is all about Ruth's thirst for revenge. She manipulates everyone and everything in her superhuman and sometimes supernatural quest to get even with Mary and Bobbo. She burns down her house, dumps her kids on Mary and Bobbo, and takes off. That's only the beginning. The rest of the plot is too much fun and too outrageous to reveal. I will say, though, that as Ruth the She-Devil gets more powerful and assertive, she also gets richer, smarter, and more attractive. Wallace, as Ruth, gets to play about a dozen different women and seduce or ensnare almost everything that moves. It's an amazing performance. There's word that movie director Susan Seidelman plans to remake She-Devil as an American movie, starring Meryl Streep as the other woman and, get this, Madonna as Ruth. That's like casting Richard Gere as Quasimodo and would be about as painful to watch. This She-Devil is special because TV never gives starring roles to women like Wallace. No miniseries would be complete without a heroine who seeks revenge and attains wealth and power. But name another one where the woman is 6 feet tall and weighs more than 200 pounds. It's something I won't forget, along with the nudity, the sex, the bondage, the seduction of the priest, and the dental scenes that outdo Marathon Man. She-Devil has something to offend everyone. But its message and its execution are addictive. When it fails, it's fascinating. And when it succeeds, it's like nothing I've ever seen before. And anytime television delivers something I've never seen before, I'll be there.
David Bianculli is television critic for the New York Post.